Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Kelly Street in Scone will come to life tonight with holiday cheer to support local businesses in the build-up to Christmas. The Christmas on Kelly event is commencing at 5 p.m. and the street will be packed with stalls, food vendors and roving performers. There will even be a guest appearance from Santa Claus who will be greeting children from 5:30 onwards. The Scone Chamber of Commerce is asking those attending to adhere to COVID-safe regulations, including mask wearing, QR code check-ins and social distancing. Business Development Officer Sarah English says it's still going to be a great night with plenty in store.
It's going to be a really great night. So we've got lots of the retail shops and all that opening late, as well as coming out onto the street. We've got market stalls popping up, as well as some food vendors. We've got some roving performers going to be out and out, and some music and busking and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a really great night.
An employee of Hammond Care Aged Care Facility in Scone has tested positive for COVID-19. Hammond Care Chief Operating and Risk Officer Angela Ragus confirmed there was a case diagnosed in the Strathern House. The cottage where the staff member worked is in lockdown and all staff are in full PPE. All residents in the cottage are fully vaccinated. Ms. Ragus says Hammond Care has informed the public health unit and testing is underway of staff and residents as a precaution. The staff member is fully vaccinated. And COVID-19 continues to creep into the Upper Hunter with the highest number of cases recorded in weeks. There were 8 new infections diagnosed in Singleton, 7 in Muswellbrook and 4 within the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. It follows as the Hunter New England Health Regions exploded in their daily case numbers with 633 new infections recorded. Newcastle has recorded the highest infection numbers with 267 cases, and Lake Macquarie following in suit with 213. There are currently 1,452 active cases throughout the regions, with 9 cases in hospital and 2 in ICU. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 1,742 new locally acquired infections overnight.